I'll bet that's the biggest fish so far this season.
Oh, now that fish ain't so big. Why, I'll bet that that 10-foot sea bass I hooked a couple of months ago would weigh twice as much.
A 10-foot sea bass?
That's right, and the same as mounted and hanging in the governor's palace of Singapore. A gift to the governor as a token of our friendship.
Gosh!
You, Mr. Gorman?
Yeah?
Do you have a boat for hire?
I sure do. Now, what kind of boat you want?
Well, the boy and I'd like to spend the day fishing tomorrow.
Well, what about that one over there?
Well, looks okay.
Follow me. Well, there she is. She ain't much to look at.
Well, she looks all right to me.
Under that bad paint lies some beautiful wood.
Gee, look at that fish.
I wonder where they caught it.
Cow, must have been around here somewhere at least.
How much does it weigh? That your pop? Uh-uh, just a friend. That's my pop over there. Where's yours? On duty.
Our dad's chief warden of the Marine Park here.
You mean you kids live here all the time?
Sure.
Can you swim and fish anytime you want?
Of course.
Yeah.
Gosh, I've never even seen the ocean before. Never been on a boat. But Pop's taking me out tomorrow. If I like it, we may stay here. Or we may even go on an ocean liner. We might even go around the world.
Don't you ever have to go to school?
Pop will teach me. He's real smart. He says I don't ever have to go back to the home again, if I don't want to.
The home?
I've been living in one of those foster home places since Mom died. Pop travels a lot. But I don't ever have to go back there, ever.
You know, business comes first.
Huh? Where'd you find a 10-foot sea bass?
Well, you have to know where to look for them.
Do you know where, Hack?
Huh? Where? Oh, sure. I guess I'm the only fella that knows where to catch some big fish.
Where's that, Hack?
Well, it's, kind of a secret place, you know them fish are so big that you can't get them into the boat. You have to lash them along the side and then float them back into the shore.
Golly!
Hap, if you know this secret place, why don't you do more fishing? You could become rich.
That's right, Hap. How come you're a marine carpenter instead of a fisherman?
Well, sir, a long time ago, the folks around here was just barely able to make ends meet. Well, then I started bringing in these giant king-size fish, and I just knocked the bottom plumb out of fish prices. Nobody else could sell their catch but me. So then I done the thing that I knew I had to do. I just gave up fame and fortune so these other people could feed their families.
That was mighty big of you, Hap.
Oh, tweren't nothing, bud.
And your secret is safe with us, Hap.
Well, I knew I could count on you, too.
After you show us where they are. We'll catch only one, so as we can mount it, like the one in the governor's palace.
Yeah. Tomorrow's Saturday. We can go in the morning, Hap.
Tomorrow? Oh, well, Tomorrow's my busy day. I gotta work on them boats.
What boats?
Well, now, you don't keep them where you can see them. Now, when the Navy's got a secret job to do, they just don't let it lay around where it can be seen by every Tom, Dick, and Harry.
But we're not Tom or Dick.
Harry.
Well, we better be going too, bud. We're going to get up early to go fishing with Hap at the crack of dawn.
Well, now, just a minute, fellas.
Well, you do know where these king-sized fish are hiding out, don't you, Hap?
Oh, sure.
Then it's settled, Hap. Well, see you in the morning.
Oh, shut up. Before you end up on somebody's dinner table as thin and handy.
Like that one's been chewed on a little bit.
Dad, yeah. Who can you catch with this?
That one? Well, I hope we can get a snook with that one, bud.
I'll go get the rest of the gear.
Okay.
Dad?
Yeah?
Dad, would you ever let Sandy and I live in a foster home?
Not if I could help it, bud. Where'd you ever get that idea?
Well, there was this boy we met over at Hap's place. His father made him go in one.
Oh? Well, there was probably some very good reason for it.
Like what?
Well, sometimes when one parent dies, the other parent isn't equipped to take care of the children.
You'll always be able to take care of us, won't you?
You better believe.
You know something, Dad? That boy and his father are going fishing tomorrow, too. I bet you they're doing the same thing we are right now.
Well, looks like everything is here, Tim.
Boy, I hope those fish are biting tomorrow. How are we going to cook them, Pop? Can we roast them over a bonfire?
We'll see, son. Better get to bed now.
You know those kids we met on the dock today? Said their father was a warden of the Marine Preserve here. Maybe if we catch a whole lot, we can invite them over for a picnic.
A warden? Well, what'd you tell them about you and me, I mean?
Oh, nothing, Pop. I just said that I've been living in a foster home and that I wasn't going back there anymore.
Tim, if anybody asks you any questions at all, you let me do the talking, understand?
Sure, Pop. Pop, you're not going to send me back to that place, are you?
No, son. I guess all the gear's aboard. If you want to cast off up there, Tim, we'll get underway.
All right.
Oh,
you sure you don't want me to go with you, Mr. Johnson?
No, thank you.
I sure know where the big fish are. Ready for what?
You were going to show us where those king-size fish are, remember?
Well, I don't recollect saying anything like that.
Sure you did, Hack. Now, you're not going to go back on your word, are you?
Why, of course I'm not. But I'll tell you what let's do. Let's go have a cup of coffee, and Hap will tell you about the time that, well, that he saved the governor of Singapore from a herd of stampeding elephants.
Hap, Dad doesn't let us drink coffee.
No time anyway. Fish bite best when it's early.
Well, what's all that?
To lash the fish on the side of the boat.
If they're as big as you say they are.
Well, you know, fellas, I ain't as young as I used to be, and, well, if we run into one of them monsters, why, I don't know whether I could fight it off and save you boys at the same time.
Well, that's why we brought Flipper.
Well, okay, but something tells me we're in for a peck of trouble.
We're not going fishing.
Not going fishing?
You've got to understand, son, what I'm about to do is for your own good. You see, all the time you thought I was traveling for that leather goods concern, that wasn't exactly true.
Where were you, Pop?
Oh, following the horses, mostly. Gambling. Yep, your old man got unlucky.
Did you lose all your money?
Not only that, I lost somebody else's. That's why you and I, we must disappear to another country.
Another country?
We've got to start a new life where no one knows us. It'll be a good life, Tim. We'll be together. First, we got a job to do. We're going to blow up this boat.
Pop!
Oh, it's all right. Everything's okay. It's all worked out. We'll leave some of our things here to make sure that they think we're killing the explosion. Then we'll take off in the raft. Dynamite set with a timer. We'll be gone a good half hour before she blows.
But, Pop, we can't. It's not right.
You want to go back to that foster home?
No.
Okay, then. First, we'll dismantle the engine so nobody can come along and take the boat.
To go fishing. We've crossed our own wake four times. Are you sure you know where you're going, Hap?
Sandy, you wouldn't want anybody to find our secret swimming hole, would you? I'm just doing this so nobody can follow us. This water reminds me of the time I swam the English Channel.
Gosh, Hap, I never knew you swam the English Channel.
Yep, I was in training for the 1911 Olympics. Oh, that's before you were born, you seagoing magpie. Hey, there's the Johnsons. Let's go over and see how they're doing.
Hap, we don't have time to visit. We gotta fish.
Now, Bud, you know it wouldn't be polite to go by without saying hello. Ahoy, Mr. Johnson! Ahoy! Mr. Johnson! Maybe he had engine trouble and went for help. There. Well, that's it. It won't start.
Hey, what's the idea?
Now, that's a rotor. How'd it get down there? It's a distributor cap. Well, I'll be doggone. What do you know about that?
Thank you.
Should be sighting Emerald Key soon. Get rid of this raft there and then take an excursion boat back to the mainland. Okay, Tommy?
Tommy?
Tommy Masters, remember? And I'm Jim Masters, from now on. Gotta stay on the alert, son, at least until we're out of this country or we're both in big trouble.
Yes, Pop. Look!
If he stops, you be quiet. I'll do the talking.
Kind of far out in that raft, aren't you?
Well, didn't realize how far out we'd come. Tommy here's never been out in the water. Gonna give him his money's worth.
Yeah, well, I'll tow you in.
Oh, that won't be necessary, Warden.
It's a lot safer, though. Take you all day to get back to Coral Key in that thing.
Well, I'll make up my own mind about that.
Look, I'm the warden here. It's my responsibility to see that all safety precautions are taken to keep people like you out of trouble. It's not safe to be this far out in that raft. You and the boy come aboard the launch. I'll bring you in with me.
No, Warden. You won't.
Pop! Don't! He'll find out!
Shut up!
Mister, maybe you'll tell me what this is all about.
Well, she's got the bone in her teeth now, mateys.
We're just barely moving.
We're going as fast as we can.
We'll never get to go fishing this way.
Well, this is the kind of a day that reminds me of the time I swam the Catalina Channel in 4 hours and 50 minutes. Well, sir, right after that, everybody gave up trying to break my record.
Uh-huh. Aren't we gonna go fishing?
Well, now, Bud, you know business comes first. You wouldn't want a captain to abandon his ship right in the middle of the ocean, would you?
Well, the Johnsons will probably be back real soon.
They're coming now with Dad.
Mr. Johnson, we was just...
Hap, shut up and do as I tell you.
Don't you think it'd be easier if you gave us a tow?
Hap, get on board.
Well, it ain't right for a captain to abandon his
ship. Hap, get on board!
Yes, sir.
Come on, Flipper.
Come on, Flipper!
hadn't got that cramp, you wouldn't have had to slow down for me. Well, I should have listened to myself when I said there was going to be trouble. You know, I want to thank you for making me keep up the insurance on the old one, Poe.
Bud tell you we got a letter from Tim Johnson?
Oh. Hey, yeah. He's back in the Forster home, but he's going to come visit us soon.
Now, don't worry, Hap. He's coming alone. His father still has to serve out his prison sentence.
Well, maybe his dad learned his lesson. You know, reminds me of the time that I helped the FBI clean out the Deep Purple gang. Also, there was about 20 of them holed up in an old warehouse. And the leader yelled out that he'd shoot anybody that come near the place. Well, I had to climb over 3 roofs and down a rope, then clean them all out with a machine gun. That's when I got the J. Edgar Hoover Special Citation.
Did the insurance pay for all of this, boat?
Well, I had to cash in one of the rubies that the governor of Singapore gave me. Oh, what do you know about Singapore?
Everyone loves the king of the sea. Ever so kind and gentle is he. Tricks he will do when children are near, and how they laugh when he's near. They call him Flipper, Flipper, faster than lightning. No one you see is smarter than he. And we know Flipper lives in a world full.